Roundabout with Tony Barnfield on Cambridge 105 Radio.
The Cambridge Summer Music Festival began with this.
Zog es aus und schlug nach des hohen Priesters Knecht und hieb ihm sein recht Ohr ab, und der Knecht hieß Malchus. Da sprach Jesus zu Petro:
Stecke dein Schwert in die Scheide, soll ich den Kelch nicht trinken, den mir mein Vater gegeben hat.
Just a little there from Johann Sebastian Bach's St. John Passion. On the disc there, John Elliott Gardner conducting Anthony Rolfe Johnson and Stephen Varco with the Monteverdi Choir and the English Baroque Soloists, Messrs. Gardner and Varco, alumni of King's College here in Cambridge. And that was the opening work of this year's Cambridge Summer Music Festival. David Hill, the director, studied up the road from King's at St. John's College, and it was there on a rather lovely Sunday afternoon that we got together just outside the college chapel.
Indeed, yes. Yes, it's lovely to be here again. I'm giving a recital here tonight. All ex-organ scholars are back for playing a recital of over a couple of terms. So lovely to be back here.
Marking, in fact, the 150th anniversary of the chapel, I believe.
Yes, indeed. A big moment in the college's history. And this wonderful Gilbert Scott Chapel, which has fantastic acoustic, I have to say. A most wonderful choir with Andrew. And yes, it's great to be back.
And has the organ changed in, I dare to risk saying, how many years?
Yes, it has. You know, organs just forever having to keep up with the times. And, you know, I think that is important. And I'm sure that Andrew has, on top of the developments that may or may not occur, I'm not sure, into the future for the organ. But the sound of the choir and the organ in this chapel is a very special thing, I think.
Special too is the festival, of course. It is your second one, and I personally think you've got more of your personal stamp on it this time.
Oh, well, thank you for that. I think the idea of trying to theme Bach and beyond was the central point for me, was to be sure that we had some way in which we integrated various aspects of Bach, and of course people who were connected with him in rediscovering him in Mendelssohn, and Mendelssohn's relationship with Schumann and Clara Schumann and so on, and women composers in particular, including Clara Schumann, then I thought we could have really an interesting mix of various things we can put together this year.
And indeed, there are surprises, because Bach is such a big composer, especially for organists, and yet I don't think I've seen a concert with all the Brandenburg concertos for a very long time.
It's exciting, isn't it? And Florilegium, who know, really do play them a lot, all of them in the same programme. I mean, it's a big undertaking, and no, we're thrilled they're coming to do that. And of course we have people like Mahan Estefani coming to play the Goldberg variations and so on. So, you know, and organ music will appear from time to time and so on. We have also, I don't mind mentioning this, a two harpsichord event where my friend David Ponsford, who's a very fine academic and a wonderful organist and harpsichordist, has rearranged Bach's organ trios for two harpsichords, and this was really as a result of looking into how people like Couperin used to actually play the trios in that period of time. And Couperin said, play them on two harpsichords, reharmonize some of it. And it's a wonderful new sound world. So we're looking forward to giving some of those sonatas an airing here at Cambridge before we record them.
And where are you going to be playing that?
We're going to be playing those in Jesus College Chapel. There's a beautiful harpsichord in there, which Mahan is also playing. So we're adding another one and making that a two harpsichord event, and hopefully people will come and enjoy that.
We're in the open air here, as I said, and of course it's a summer festival. Do you think that makes a difference to what you can do, because it's lovely light evenings and so on?
Yes, I think so. I think the importance of making the programme very varied is absolutely essential to a festival like this. And so that, for instance, you know, all the other fringe events that we have also, like things like Sounds Green, lunchtime events, which will from time to time include completely different things. And particularly I would draw attention to the wonderful Dame Felicity Lott, who is coming back to give us a really entertaining evening for someone who, for people who don't want to necessarily have to go to a full-on serious evening concert. This is a perfect time to come and enjoy a summer's evening and listen to her. Her anecdote's marvellous too. She's such fun when she's in this kind of almost cabaret the style that she brings. Oh, she's terrific, and I've seen her do this, and partly why I wanted her to come. And so people shouldn't be put off by that, because she is, you know, apart from being one of our great singers, and she's still singing fantastically well, she's just a wonderful artist and a great person to be around.
It's a big name to have, isn't it, really?
I think it is, and I just hope that everyone just, you know, gets in there and realises that also it's in an absolutely brilliant art centre, the Peter Hall Art Centre, which hasn't been opened very long. Superb, the setting, and I think it'll be wonderful in there, so do come along.
Venues are part of the fun of any festival, really, aren't they? And Cambridge has certainly got a variety.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, we've tried to embrace that a lot this coming festival. So we're going to Jesus College and Trinity quite a number of times. We are also using West Road Concert Hall. I love the sound in West Road. I think it's a brilliant space in which to hear music. So we're each of the opening concert and the middle concert and the final concerts will be in West Road, and I think that's really important to me, that we have a centre there, that we have major concerts happening there. And of course the chapels that people want to go to, yes, of course they're numerous. Apart from Trinity and Jesus, we're going to Corpus, for instance, which we haven't been for some time apparently, and Queen's College, of course, that wonderful chapel in there. So lots of different spaces, and hopefully reflecting the different kind of music that's taking place in each of them.
And the big church, of course, which if you're not Roman Catholic, you don't get to go into unless you go to a concert.
Indeed, Our Lady of English Martyrs is a wonderful, wonderful space where we're putting on perhaps the most up-and-coming vocal ensemble at the moment, Gesualdo Six, Cambridge-born, really, as a group from Owen Park. So come along to that, because, you know, The music they're going to be singing is absolutely perfect for that acoustic. And it's a lovely, lovely church.
Christ our Lord.
I know how festivals work. You're probably planning on next year already, or not?
Yeah, indeed. I think we're well on the way. And, you know, not surprisingly, we're going to be featuring quite a lot of Beethoven. But I think I'm more interested in the idea that if we can try and link that with how we bring music to deaf people and how they appreciate it, try to understand Beethoven's profound deafness and really make this something where we can provide events that people find out about all of this, that also deaf people can also come and enjoy the concerts. So yes, we're working on that. By the autumn it'll be completely sewn up.
Because you've got to do that to get the big, the real names.
Indeed, you know, we are on to various already, and I think we're nearly there, so I won't actually say yet how it's going, but the overall plan, I think, is to think about Beethoven.
Well, we'll meet again, no doubt, next year, and I look forward to both your harpsichords and also your conducting on the last night.
Indeed, I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be, hopefully, a good event. Well, in fact, we're including some Beethoven, the fourth piano concerto, and then Mendelssohn, which, of course, you know, very important to Bach. It's because of him there was a revival. So we're going to give the Hebrides Overture and his wonderfully spirited, summery, dare I say, Italian symphony, the final last cadence of the festival.
Well, if people have heard some odd noises in the background, let's call the music, and the birds are out now.
It's lovely, isn't it? It's actually very nice to do it here. Thank you so much, Tony. It's great.
Thanks, David.
Okay, thank you.
The Freiburg Baroque Orchestra and part of the Allegro from the 6th Brandenburg Concerto by Johann Sebastian Bach. As David Hill was saying there, the first to be played when Florilegium play all six in reverse order in their concert next Saturday evening at West Road Concert Hall, part of the Cambridge Summer Music Festival.
Cambridge 105 Radio, in the summertime.